We are up to Daf Zayin Amud Beis. Zayin Amud Beis, Asher Tosim. It's about two-thirds down. It's exactly 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. 13 lines from the bottom.
Asher Tosim.
So it says in the Shvatim. Asher Tosim. Okay, I'm just going back two lines. I'm going to do it very quickly. Yes, just go back 2 lines from yesterday. Why does Asher Tosim? Tosim is something physical. That's not what you do. When you go and you teach Mishpat, Mishpat is not physical. It's something which you teach them Torah. You teach Torah something which is a concept. It's not physical. So the word Tosim L'Chaira is not the correct word to use with regard to teaching Mishpat. When you teach a Dayan Halacha, it should say Asher Tilamdeim. This is what you should teach. Miboyle, that would appear to be the correct word to use with regard to Mishpat. So the Gemara answers, there is something physical about being a Dayan, and that means a Dayan has tools. A Dayan has a whip. A Dayan has a special chalitza shoe. A Dayan has special tools that he needs in order to do judgment. This is Elu Klei HaDayanin. Okay, Rav Huna Bar Hava, I once made a siyum in Sech Sanhedrin, and the Yangidus received our gifts at the end of the siyum. So I gave it a gavel. A judge, a shayfet, the klei hadayanim, the gavel for a dayan. Rav Huna Kiyav in Dafik Ladina Amar Hachi. When we went through, didn't say this follows. Efikali monet chanusai, bring me my utensils. Chanusai is a word for the court, the utensils of the court. What are they? A makala stick. When the litigant does not want to listen, you beat him up, you hit him. Corporal punishment. Or it's a whip. The shufra is what you use to shamta. When you make an announcement, like so today you send a text, you send an email. But in ancient times, how did you communicate with the world? You would blow the shofar. Everyone comes together and they make an announcement. So and so is in nidui. No one should give him an aliyah. No one should talk to him. That was the tool of the shufra. Sandola chalitza. Sandal is chalitza, or it means to tell give guy you give the guy the boot. Tell the guy to get lost. A sandal. That savesh shayftecha b'esachin. I commend your judgment at that point in time. I'm Yochanan Kinegan Makal Ritzu Tezaris. So he asked the question, what's the word vat saveh? Saveh means zeros. The focus here is on the word zeros, and that means Kineged. You have to be diligent. Kinegan Makal Ritzu, a stick and a whip, you should be Zoriz. That's why he said saveh. Don't be afraid to pick up a whip and hit the litigant for not listening to the judgment. People have to be whipped into place. Okay, next story. Shamoa bein achichem ushefatetem. Listen, be a good listener, and judge them. So what does it mean over here? Shamoya amar v'chanina asharu lebezdin shlo yishma divrei baldin koydim shivrei baldin chaviro. It says shamoya bein achichem. Don't take a ride. You're going to the courthouse. Okay, so Yelach Lamai says, you're going to the court, do me a favor, pick me up and give me a ride to the court. When you're in the car, he'll tell you his side of the story. And then when you come into court, you're going to hear the other side. That's not permitted. You're not allowed to listen to one side of the story unless both of the Balei Dinim are present. You have to Shemoya Bein Acheichem. It's also not sorah lebaldin shlo yatim devarav l'dayon. Not only is there a prohibition for the dayon to listen, there's a prohibition for the baldin to speak. The word shamoya can be read shama bein acheichem.
Cause to hear.
So therefore, there's a prohibition. He'll also receive punishment in shamayim for giving over his words to a dayon before the court case. Remember, my father once told me, he used to do Dini Torah for the RCA. So my father once told me, there was once a Dayan, and those Dayanim, they're very poor, they don't have cars, and the Balei Dinim, they know these multi-million dollar cases, they come, who else comes to the RCA? I mean, people come for $5, they come for big bucks, big Balei Dinim. So my father remembers once, it was a Balei Dinim, he told the Dayan, I'll take you home. I need a ride home, I'll give you a ride home. So my father's mom's also, these Balei Dinim, they go on, they have many sessions. There are many, many sessions that go on until they resolve, until they come to a conclusion, the witnesses and this and that. So my father told me, it was Mamish Osir, the Dayan, he went home in the car, the Dayan didn't have a car, and he was going by the subway, and one of the Balei Dinim says, I'll give you a ride home. So it's also mamish like halacha. It's a violation of this halacha because then you're going to be matim. It's impossible. You're not going to hear you talk about. You're not going to be influenced. It's like a bribe. You're not going to be influenced. I mean, my mother told my grandmother, my mother's grandfather, my great grandfather, my mother's side was a dayan. He was a dayan in one of these in a little shtot somewhere in Poland, a little town. And the baldin came, and the baldin, he walked into court, and he saw that the dayan on his lapel, he had some dust. And the baldin, he wiped off the dust off the lapel. So he said, I'm already puzzled to be your dayan because you've already done me a toiva. He recused himself from the case. Compare that to the Supreme Court when Bush and Gore, Bush and Gore was running for the pregnant chads. So who took upon themselves the paskin to decide who should be the president? Who decided? The Supreme Court. There's no monogeya bedava, Supreme Court, Republican, all political appointees, especially half of the judges there, were appointed by Bush Sr. It was Bush W who was being elected. And who appointed half the judges there? It was some of the judges they were appointed were put on the bench by Bush, by the Tata, by Bush Sr. So there's mamish no greater perversion of mishpat like that, and this is mamish a case in sight to go to, a case in point to show how the dinei Torah is so different than the dinei of umos ha'olam. Is a very important concept of to be v'yisim likim me Hashem u'mi'Yisrael, not to present your side of the case before the court. Okay,
so what is the dayan or the baldin over? If they in fact do this,
the over on the pasuk Shemay ben Achechem, Shemay ben Achechem. Both people must be present. One may not present his sar of the din before the other person.
So both the dayan and the baldin are over on this drasha of Chazal.
Before the other one comes, Kari ben Nami Shama. Okay, you have to add the kudos here. Do read the pasuk. Don't read the Shemaya. But you can read it as if it says Shama with two patachs. So two patachs means don't cause someone to listen, which is a very, very sophisticated way of saying do not speak. Do not speak b'nechichem. Next, Gemara of Kano Amar, Milo Siso Shema Shav. Now this means do not accept. Do not accept a false report. So the same way it says Lo Siso, do not, that's a warning to the listener. Do not accept. But you can read it, do not speak. Lo Sasi. Change the nikud, do not cause someone to hear a false report. So just like the listener is in violation of listening to false testimony, likewise the speaker is also guilty of the same
potential false testimony.
Well, here it means you know what you're saying, so you know it's false. Ushefatetem, you shall judge tzedek with righteousness. Omer rich lakish tzedek, tzedek es adin v'achachatcheu. Telling me, it's, we had this before in the Gemara. Telling means that before you issue a decision, it should be clear. Don't work backwards. Don't go say, listen, I know I have a precedent. The same case came before me a while ago. It says in the books, I'll paskin that Reuben is chayif. And then when they start challenging me, I'll figure out why. Don't work backwards. You can always work backwards. Every time you make a decision, you can always dray it like this, dray it like that. That's not the way it works. You have to come to a clear understanding of your decision in advance before you present the halacha. That's why it says, "Ushafatetem tzedek." The mishpat should be tzedek. Before you render the decision, it should be in advance. You should know what you're saying. First, sadeke sadin li'achka chotchei, and then render your decision. Is there a Rashi over here on these words? No, I don't see any Rashi on this. Mm-hmm. Each word of this Gemara, you mamash probably spend a whole day on going and look on the farsh and see the deeper meaning of these words. I just go over here learning mamash, bare bones. Not even that. Ben ishu bein achiv bein gero, judge between man and his brother and between gero. Now, what does it mean gero? Gero means, gero is a hard word. It means the person who you live with. A ger, ger means a residence. What does that mean? Omar. So the Gemara means a drasha. What's over here? I have a little ischof. It says over here, doesn't say that he takes this out. Okay, he takes out the word ben gero. Omar Rabbi Huda afilu ben bayis le'aliyah. Between a bayis le'aliyah, it means even, in other words, a judge should not say, listen, what's the big deal? You're going to split. You're going to take the lower story, he's going to take the upper story. So both of you are getting an apartment, so she's happy.
Yeah.
No, it's not the same. The one who lives downstairs has a much easier life, doesn't have to walk up the steps.
So even though
to the dayan it doesn't make a difference because he goes home, but it makes a big difference to the people. So therefore, it's a significant difference to cause the person to walk a few steps, go upstairs. So therefore, you have to be 100% precise and exact. Ubein gero. What does it mean? Ubein gero. Okay, magur. Rashi over here says gero means magur tashmishe dira. Okay, magur means dwelling. The word magur means dwelling, which means the objects that you use in your home. Amar Rav Yehuda, afilu bein tanur lekiraim. There's a very, very small difference. A tanur is a stove which holds one pot, and a kior can hold two pots. So even though it's a very small difference in price, it's a few dollars, in halacha you have to be precise. Everything, every single cent counts in din. Lo yisakir upon b'mishpah, do not show favoritism. Amar Rav Yehuda, amar lo sakirehu. Lo sakirehu, that means do not basically recognize him. Okay, if he's your friend, do not give him recognition. Do not imhu ahavecha. Do not. Okay, simple. Just means do not give him favoritism.
Why are you recusing yourself? Why are you even sitting? Why are you sitting? Even sitting such a judge?
Exactly. Lo sakirehu. Rabbi Lezoi Mer lo sinakrehu. It means the opposite. It says lo sakiru. He darshins. Lo sinakre. Rashi says, "Imhu soinacha, loy tase loy kinochri lechayvo." Do not, if you hate the person, don't go and dwell on in your mind the way it should come out that he should be guilty. It's also a recognition. It's a recognition of my hate. I recognize that you are not my friend. I have it in against you. You did something against me, against my family. Therefore, do not recognize him. L'ra. Okay, there was a story. Ush biz chinte ush piz chine. Drav. This means the tenant. The tenant of Rav. Rav had real estate and he had tenants living in his home, living in his property. Also, l'kami l'dina. He showed up in court and he said, Amalo. Amalo. So the tenant said, oh, look, I'm here. I'm here for judgment. You can do me a favor because am I not? I pay you rent. I pay you rent. So therefore, I'm mated. I'm good to you. You couldn't get such a good tenant. I don't make trouble. I don't destroy your home. So therefore, you're gonna be on my side in this court case. Lav ush pischineat. Am I not? Am I at means you? Are you not my host?
Spiesen.
Are you not my host? Lav ush pischineat. I think Rav said.
So
who said to who? Let's get it clear. Who's saying to who?
Rav is saying this.
Who gavel Rav? The person said to Rav. Lav ush bizchini.
This person said to Rav.
Ein ato zocha shehoi asisi imo chesed. Am I not? It's not to be taken literally. I means you. Mm-hmm. Over here, it's not to be taken literally. It's he's saying it about himself. He's saying that what you Rav should say to me in your mind, you should say, oh, this guy did me a lot of chesed. He was my tenant, and therefore I owe him. Amalo, in yes. He says, that's right, indeed you are. You are, I recognize you, and therefore, amale dina isle, amale ina dis, amale, what are you doing here? What are you doing in this town? How come you're here? Amale dina isle, I have a din Torah today. I'm on the roster. I'm one of the cases. I'm a fender bender. Okay, I want you to help me out here. Amalei, Pesilna Loch Ladina. Ibazei, Taka, you're my tenant. I know you well. I'm puzzled. I recuse myself from the case. Amalei, Rav Kahana. Puk Daine. So Rav said, I recuse myself. Therefore, we need a new Dayan. So he called Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana, I have a sick day. You come and you take over because I can't judge this case here because I am a Geber Davar. You take my place.
It's interesting. The Taptaisa says that then it didn't have to be possible themselves.
Mikra Adin, right.
Yeah.
Mikra Adin did not have to. Marcha Koya Atzmi. Avo Min Adin Lo.
Why not Taka?
Because so what? Every person to some reason gave a davar. Everyone you know in the world. I know you from 10 years ago. I know you. You'll always have. I mean, Lo Nid Natara La Malachi Hasharis. It's ridiculous. I said that the only time you have a Natara was that you never saw the person your whole life. Everyone knows of each other somehow related. In this type of that type of, we go back 20 years from this way, that place. I recuse myself. I want you to go and be the judge. He saw the Haviko Goyispe. That person, the new dayan, the havika goyis spay, that he was arrogant.
The tenant?
Right, this tenant saw the havika goyis spay. Amalei, he saw that. What does it mean over here? He saw that
this person, this tenant, was a gaspay.
He thought that even though Rav Kahana, was the new judge, he thought that Rav would come and give him advice, that Rav would whisper into the ear of Rav Kahana, do the Gaya Toiva. But I think that's what the Gemara means. Rav said to Rav Kahana, say lo do no so, and I'm recusing myself. And he told Rav Kahana, you take over. But this Baldin, the litigant, thought even though Rav Kahana is taking over, no doubt Rav will put in a good word for me with the new judge. He'll tell the new judge, do him a toiva. Okay, like you have all, like Clinton, Lynch on Tarmac, right?
The grandchildren
don't want to come visit us in jail. The grandchildren don't want to go visit her in jail, so Mela, you have to be good to her. So the person put in a good word. He said to him, stop fooling around. If Kahana said, I'm not influenced by Rav. If you're going to listen to my judgment, listen. Either listen to me, what I have to pass, and I'm going to pass. And if not, I'm going to remove Rav. I'm going to put you in Shamta. Rav here says, Anada Oyschav Lo Yuchal Rav L'Sayoch. Rav is not going to be able to help you. In other words, Rav told this person, just because you're a friend of Rav, and I'm a friend of Rav, it doesn't make a difference over here. I'm not going to listen to you. There's no influence. I'm going to decide on my own. And if you're going to start making trouble and start playing shtick here, I'm going to put you in Shamta. I'm going to put you in Chem for corruption, for, what's the term they use today? For, there's a term they use all over the news for, with all that was going on with Russia, for Trump, is for obstruction of justice. I'm going to charge you with obstruction of justice and put you in Shanta. So watch out. You love my fifth Allah, I'm taking the Rav from your ear. Interesting, this is Daf and Daf, it's current events. It's Nagi Hashem Shabbos person today from all the history of the United States. You have a person, Hashem Shabbos, Jared Kushner. He's on the hot seat. Benogea, all of his inyan of obstruction of justice, Mamish, on this Daf over here, where the Movia talks about these in Yonim.
Exactly, he's probably thinking that way, learning a bit of Duffy.
Everything is b'hashkocha. Kikaton, kagodol, tishmon, yushaliso. Hashem says to Moshe, the mitzvah is that everyone is equal. When it comes to judgment, there's a katon, gadol, whether you're small, whether you're big, you shall listen to them equally. Amar ishlokash, shehi, chavalach, din shalputa, kedin shalmea, mone, there's no difference, whether it's a din of a puta, or din of a mea, $1 million versus a case, small claims court of $1, of a few dollars. Of course. What's the big deal? Of course. Everyone knows that a halach is corruption. Even if you go and you pass through a halach, even a penny, you're chayef. Ela liakdume, the Gemara over here means what comes first. You may think, listen, I'm an honest judge. I'm going to render a good decision. But today we have two cases. We have a case of your small claims court, $10 case. Two guys are fighting over $10. And then we have these big guys, it's going to be in the news, high profile, they're fighting over millions of dollars. And the cameras are outside, clicking away. All the media is here. So listen, 8 o'clock in the morning, we're going to start with the high profile case. And 3 o'clock in the afternoon, we'll get to the $10 case. If on the roster, the $10 case registered first, they registered a week ago and they came first, they have go first. That's right. That's also called a corruption. It's a chiddush. That's also a corruption of mishpat. If you take up a case that's more significant before a case that's less significant, el lagdumi. It says the part, do not be afraid of anyone. It's not bad enough that they steal, they harm people. You trouble me to return the money to Lubav. He will ultimately restore. This is a very powerful idea. HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals here in this pasuk that he will ultimately restore the money that has been taken from you illegally. If not for this pasuk, you would not think that. You would think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave this world to man. HaShamayim Shmayim LaHashem Yaretz Nosan Levnei Adam. If man wants to make trouble and ruin the world, Hashem allows man to ruin the world. that you want to go steal money and take away money, okay, so in the next world there'll be an accounting. But Hashem is not going to restore money that was taken away illegally. This pasuk is megaleh, an incredible chiddush. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so involved in the hashgacha process of this world, he even takes it upon himself to restore money that was taken away from a person illegally. Mm-hmm. And that means that if a judge, it's one thing a person steals, it's Hashem, whatever, Hashem works things out. But if you go and you render a decision that's shalom shloik halacha, you are openly troubling HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be mishana his hanhag in this world in order to restore the money to the lost party. That's an amazing hashkafic concept, which you can mamish delve into what this means. It's a mind-blowing concept of the hashkacha that Kadosh Baruch Hu is involved in this world. Weiter. The adava shayikshim b'chem, anything which is difficult, you should bring to Moshe. Amechadina v'yitem rabbi Yosher al-adava zeh nenash Moshe. Moshe was punished. Shenemar, Moshe said, Moshe told the people he was a shtickle gaiva. He told the new dayanim that you take upon yourself all of the small little things and all the difficult things you come, you bring to me. I'll take care of all the difficult things. Shanemar, Vayakiv Moshe es mishpatan lefnei Hashem. Moshe, so what was the punishment? Moshe didn't know because he was a shtickle gaiva, and he said, I know all of the difficult things. Therefore, Hashem showed Moshe, guess what? There are things that you don't know either. And therefore, when it came to the Bnei Slavchad, Moshe did not know. Moshe had to go and bring the mishpat before Vayakriv Moshe as mishpatan, the mishpat of the Bnei Slavchad lefnei Hashem before Hashem. The idea of Mamish this parsha was the Bnei Slavchad. Okay, and they said by Hesped by Rabelski, the best Hesped they said by Rabelski. Like Rav says, he was the person Hadove Hakoshe Yoviu Elof. He was, you know, the Klal Yisrael. There's the Dover Hakaton you bring to the small, and there's a Dover Hakoshe, Dover Hagadol. Goes to the big Dayan. He in the door was the person to whom they brought the Dover HaGadol, the Dover HaKosha. Difficult matters. Ba'askif Lord of Nachma, Yitzhak, mix it this in the Pasik, V'ashmiachem. He has a question. Does it say V'ashmiachem Ushmativ Ksiv? Why are you complaining? Why are you saying that Moshe had Gaiva? And he said, Dover HaKosha. Moshe didn't say that he knows everything. Moshe said, Dover, that's Kosha, I will listen to. And if I know the answer, I'll tell you the answer. If I don't know the answer, I will present it. So you're accusing Moshe of gaiva. Does it say, I will make it heard to you, I will hear what you have to say, and I will speak to you and make it heard to you what the decision is, what the halach is. It does not say that. All it says is Moshe says, I will also listen, not I will speak. Not I will cause the answer to be heard. I will listen. If I know the answer, I know the answer. I disagree. Moshe Rabbeinu was not at all guilty of any mashu of gaiva by telling the people Dover Hakoshev should come to Moshe.
So why didn't you know?
So what then? Why then did he not know the mitzvah of Bnei Slav? Why then was it not so? Why then was he denied? The Gemara says a whole new idea. Elak the Tanya Ruya Parashas Nachlas should cause like the Moshe Rabbeinu really should have been zoicha that his chus. You see, we are murdered. You said that when your halach is taught, it's a big chus. It's said in your name. Aimer Dabashim Amar Mevi Geul Yolam to have a chel to have a part, be a partner in being Davar. Aimer Amar was a very big chus, and really Moshe should have had this chus as well. Elosh Shazochu Nesochu Vadichu Al Yodim. They were zoicha. It was their merit. And it was through them that this halacha was revealed to the world. Ruhoitz, another example, Ruhoitz in Parish Mekosh, the Kosal de Moshe Rabbeinu, Elish Neshchai Mekoshesh, Mikhma Yodo, another fascinating concept. And Mekoshesh, Chil Shabbos. Chil Shabbos is Beskila. Really, it should have been through Moshe Rabbeinu. But Elish Neshchai Mekoshesh, Mikhma Yodo, and therefore the Mekoshesh, he got it. It's always going to be to his credit that a person that's Chayiv Skila on Shabbos, you know why you Chayiv Skila? Who's the precedent? Who's the first one that got skilled in Mekoshesh? So an evil person. A guilty person, we always hang the guilt. And here we have Lamdra Shemagalg, the Murder, you saw it in Hashkofa. Lamdra Shemagalgalin, Zhoivai, the Chayiv, Zhoosai, the Al Zakai. We roll upon, we bring upon a Choiva on a person who's guilty. He's like a magnet. A guilty person attracts Choiva. A good person is a magnet. He attracts goodness. And that's the way a Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. Ksif. Another pasuk, Vatzav Eshev Techem Boisachi, I command your judgment. So Simon says, Vatzav Eschem, we have a contradiction. Boisachi, we have a contradiction. I command your judge. I commanded your judges, and I commanded you. How do we reconcile these two different things? Amar Rabbi Loza, Amar Rabbi Simlai, Asar Letzibor Shetei Emas Dayin Alehem and the attack of the Asar Sladayin Shayispol Esat Tzibor. Unbelievable Gemara. There's a relationship. There's a relationship between the Dayin and the Tzibor. The Dayin has to have respect for his people, and the people have to have respect for the Dayanim. There has to be a proper this relationship, and that's what he's over here. One is, I commanded your judges. I told them, have respect for the people. And I commanded you, have respect for your judges. Ad kama, how far do you have to have respect? Omer, how far does a judge have to have respect? Omer, Rav Chanan, Avitim, Rav Shabsai, kasha yisa ha'oymen es hayonek, like an oymen, like a nurse, carries an infant. The infant vomits and goes to the bathroom, and the nurse doesn't everything. Takes all the garbage. Why don't you throw the kid out of the house? I have to go change your diaper every single day, 10 times a day. I have to go feed you, and I have to. And what do you do for me? You just cry and wake me up, causing problems. That's the nature. The nature is a nurse, a mother cares for the child, unconditional love, and that's how far has to go. Okay, it's very good. Oymein, this mom in 9 days. The ikar avoda 9 days is with tzaddik be'emunaso yichya. The word emuna is not a real word. The word emuna is a borrowed word, faith. The word emuna is borrowed from a nurse. Oymein vayehi oymein es hadasa kasher yisoch oymein es hayonek. The real word is a nurse, a mother who raises a child. It's unconditional love. That's the ikar type of the word oymein. When we use the word emuna, have emuna ani mamin, emuna shleima, that's not a real word. That's a borrowed word. It's sha'ul. It's borrowed from the word oymein, which means the same way a mother has unconditional love for a child, we have an obligation of unconditional faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't ask any questions.
Neman,
same thing. The word neman is not a real word. It all comes from the word oymein. Oymein is a nurse. It's used in the Megillah. Mordechai, he raised this little girl, Esther, which he eventually, he married.
The word Neman preceded.
Kel Melech Neman doesn't say, where does it say the word Neman? It doesn't say the word Neman in the Torah. Where does it say the word Neman? Even if it says it, it's a lot of words are borrowed words. Even we mentioned Yitkevavke. That's not Yitkevavke is also, it's a borrowed expression to represent time. Hoya Hoya. Ksiv, it says in the pasuk, Yata Savnu Halacha. Now going to Yehoshua. Hashem says to Yehoshua, Yata Savo, Yehoshua, you're going to, Hashem said to Moshe, who said the Kiyata Savo, Ela Aretz, Ksiv Kiyata Tavi. Moshe said to Yehoshua, you're a lucky man, Yehoshua. You're going where I can't go. I wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael, but I may not. I was denied, but you are going. Ksiv, it says, Kiyata Savi, Hashem, when he spoke to Yehoshua, Hashem said to Yehoshua, you will bring. It's not just that you're going. You're going to take everyone with you. So what is, how do we understand the difference of nuance between these two different expressions? Yeshua, go easy. You're going into Eretz Yisrael, and they're also going. So when you lead the Jewish people, lead together. It should be a presidium. It should be a board. It shouldn't be one person. Power corrupts. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. It's not going to be one person. So you go together with the Zakenim. You should lead everyone together. Together, you should make decisions. Hashem said to Moshe, Hashem said to Yeshua, Yeshua, I override Moshe Rabbeinu. I want it to be totalitarian. What is the word?
Totalitarian.
I can't even forget. I'm going to try. It's going to be, you're in charge. Okay, you're going to be the ultimate power, and the Zakenim are going to have no power. You're going to make the decision because this famous Chazal of Amalekosh Baruch Hu, it's going to be Atot Tavi. You're going to bring them. Tol Makel, take a stick, Fahachal Kod Kodom, and beat them on their heads. Dabor, here are the key words. These words you have to memorize. Dabor Echor Lidar, Ve'ein Shnei Daborim Lidar. There's one leader for a generation. There are not two leaders for a generation. You need one person to be on the top. Whenever you have more than one person on the top, it's always going to be Machlekes. And there's going to be no conclusion, and everyone's going to get confused.
Dictatorship.
There has to be a degree of one authority. It all falls on one person. Okay, that concludes. We now finish. We finished the Agadita for now. Okay, so that's the end of the Agadita. Now we go back to Halacha. Okay, so now the Gemara gets a little bit intense. Okay, we have Mamish. Next stop is Mamish. Mamish Yisoidis. It touches upon many of the Yisoidis of Masechta Sanhedrin. Tanu and the Rabbis Zimun B'Shloisha. What does it mean? Zimzim means designation. Designation is done with three. My Zimon, what does that mean? It sounds like a Birchas HaMazon, right? Rabbi Sai Nivrech. Ilema Birchas HaZimon V'atanya. It's another price, Zimon, Zimon, U'Birchas Zimon B'Shleisha. So since in this price, so we separated two, obviously Zimon is not the same as Birchas Zimon. V'chi Teimu HaPirushka V'Fashuka explaining. My Zimon, what does it mean? Zimon means Birchas Zimon. Can't be. V'atanya Zimon B'Shleisha or Birchas Zimon B'Shleisha. Don't tell me it's a Pirush. Because we have another price that explicitly separates one from the other. So back stock. What then is the meaning, the translation of the word Zimon Bishleisha? So the Gemara says, Elamai Zimon, something you should never know from. It means Asmuni Ladin, a summons to a Din Torah. You are hereby called to appear before the court for Mishpat. A Zimon, that's what it means. Three people have to show up at your home. Three people show up, and they say to you, you have to show up to court. Okay, hazmano ledinta, it's a very serious thing. A person hazmano ledintar and does not reply, then the Bezin writes what's called seruf, refusal. This person has refused to come to court, is lo tsoye stina. He's a person that does not listen to the dayan, and then he's in a lot of trouble. Okay, so that's what happens. It's very common today. People today, they get very upset. They go to a Bezin, they go and they tell the court, I have a legitimate claim against so-and-so. He owes me $1 million. He stole my money. He did this and that. I don't want to go to secular court. You're not allowed to go to secular court. I want to go to a Jewish court. The guy just brushes me off. It's my son, Mechol Yom. He just brushes me off. He doesn't want to talk to me. I don't want to take him to a secular court. So I'm first coming to you. So the Bezin listens. They listen if he has a legitimate claim. You have to have evidence, a legitimate claim. And in fact, you present the Bezin with a legitimate claim. So the Bezin sends him a letter. It was called a Hazmana Ledin Torah, certified mail, three times. If he refuses to respond, he has to show up. What happens when you show up? You show up to the court and they decide where you're going to go. You have to make a decision. They tell you the decision which court you're going to use to resolve your dispute. Right, so people go to a local court over here on Avenue J, you go to a local court, and then we're going to go to the RCA, you have to show up, we're going to go to the RCA, we're going to go to the Aguda, we're going to go somewhere to go to the Big Din Torah. That's a long process. If you refuse to respond to the Hazmana from the local court three times, certified mail, then that local court writes what's called a Seruf. You are a guilty person, you have a lo tsoye stina, and now the person can take him to secular court. So this is very much like Halacha L'Maaseh that happens here. Maaseh B'Chol Yom. There are some very famous cases about this. People who are mesorev to come to Din Torah, and it's not a good thing. My zimun as muni ledin to show up to a court. So therefore, the zman will be three dayanim. Three people. What it means is the zimun means you're being called. By you representing the three dayanim. If the letter or the messenger only represents one of the three dayanim, that's not called a valid zimun. Hazmon has to be when you represent A, B, C, three dayanim. Three judges, the yasfe that are sitting, the azal shlicha de bedine, the messenger goes, we omar, and he says, and he says, one of the three dayanim would like you to come to court. Loy Omar Klum, you can just say, yeah, tell him to go fly a kite. Ad Omar Mishmei Dekulu, until the Shliach says all three Dayanim want you to show up in court, then you're in a lot of trouble. Hani Milbala Yomid Dine, that only applies when it's not on the day of Din. It's a Tuesday, because when do the judges sit in court in time of Gemara? Monday, Thursday. But let's say they show up, they tell you they come over here on a Wednesday or on a Friday. Then you can say, if you only represent one, it's no good. But let's say they show up on a Monday or Thursday. And Monday and Thursday, that even if you only represent one dayan, that is sufficient. Because even one dayan on a Monday and Thursday represents, I don't understand what this means, but the more it says, it requires more bayer. But if it's a Monday or Thursday and the court is in operation and the shliach shows up at your home in the name of one of the judges, being that it's also the day of court, the courts are open, it's Monday, Thursday, that automatically upgrades the shliach to a representative of the court, and therefore you have to show up, you cannot brush them off. So Zim B'Shleisha L'maskana means you are a shliach, Bezdin, representing three dayanim when it's not the court day, when it's a Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday. Then you need to be a representative of Shleisha, of all three dayanim, but if it's not a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, then you don't need Shleisha, then even one would be good enough. Okay, next Gemara. Abim Yudin the Lesser Bar. Tashlum Mikevel. Okay, now we go to Sugar. Lashlum Mikevel. We learn the mission that you have to have three Dayanim. Question: do these Dayanim need to be Mumchim, or could they be your average guy? Shalach le Rav Nachum, Rav Yaakov, Yilamdein Rabbeinu. What a beautiful expression. Yilamdein Rabbeinu. Teach us. Dine Kenasas Vekana. How many Dayanim? So he said, what kind of question is that? You never learn the first daf from Masechta Sanhedrin. Even the people who drop out learn the first daf from Masechta Sanhedrin. Three. Ella, no, my question is, do all three need to be mumchim, or is it enough? Ella, yachid mumchim, can one person who is a mumchim, maybe the Mishnah means three hediotis, but a yachid mumcha, a mumcha, that's going to be good enough. Da'in, here's a tricky word, da'in, dine kenasa solo. Amalei tanisua, we learned in the Mishnah, tashlume kefels knas. The tashlum of Chamisha 4 or 5 b'shleisha, my shleisha ilay, my shleisha hediyita is three hundred people. Ha'amar avua davuch. Your father's father said b'shmei derav derav. Afilu asara v'hin hediyotas psulim. Even there are 10, and there are hediyotas psulim l'dinu knasas. So therefore, if we're dealing with hediyitas, people have no experience, no knowledge of knasas. They're no good, even if there are many. Ela mumchin. What it means is you need asara. Mumchin are 10 experts. 10 experts. El mumchin means 3 mumchin. When it says in the Mishnah, 3 means 3 experts. That's what it means. The kamar shloisha, you need 3 experts for shloisha. That's the word maskana.
So was the original question, Mike, can you boil it?
The question was, what do you need if you have a yachid mumchin? The original question was, how many dayanim do you need to don din knasos if you have a mumchin? Is one enough, or do you need to have?
I have people sorry, they didn't know that.
No, it's right. Asar, because he thought maybe that one mumchin is good enough. Now that he told him there's a halacha that I feel asar v'hein hediyotas, it's no good. So now we learned backwards that you need to have 3 dayanim mumchim, shimuna dayanim mumchim. Right? Don't you say that when you said that by hatvaras sedanim? What are you talking about? Shimon Dayan Mumchim, what Mumchim are you talking about? It's Mamasha Pella that it says in Nusach in the Nusach it says there, Dayan Mumchim. Next, Vachachamim, Aymer, Moisi, Shemer, Bayashim, Shoshin. Now here we go, and here's a hard off. Okay, this is going to be a hard sugya. Okay, we have to go slow here. I mean, some Rashi is a little bit complicated. The sugya over here, it says in the Mishnah that you have to have 22 Dayan for Moisi Shem. A man comes to court and says, my wife was Mizane. Okay, I took her in, and I did not find Dam Besulim. Therefore, I suspect she was Mizane, and therefore it's very important to understand this concept. What are you trying to do? What is a man trying? A man can divorce wife whenever he wants. A man's not happy. He's the right to divorce wife. The whole Shaila in America, no non-fault divorce, right? So now I think it doesn't. Does it have to be? It's interesting to understand the secular law. It's very good to contrast, even though it's the Havdol Elif Alfi Havdolis, but Amol. When you hear a concept in the secular government, it makes you think about what is Taka Das Torah? What's Das Torah? So in the secular world, until recent times, every state is different. There's something called a non-fault divorce. Mm-hmm. A man comes to court and says, I want to get divorced. So it used to be universal in America. You just can't do that. You have to have a good reason. The judge has to approve of the divorce. Why do you want to get divorced? Stop. What's he doesn't just cook well? You don't like what she looks like? What's the problem over here? Did she commit a crime? Is she guilty of adultery? Does she ruin your life? If you can't give a good reason, the judge says you can't get a divorce. I'm sorry, you're stuck. It's called you have to have a fault. There has to be a fault. So they changed this rule. They changed in most, not all states. There are still some people. They make up things. Whatever. But it's an interesting concept. I don't know if it's enforced, but it's an interesting concept. There has to be a cause. So in the halacha, it does not appear there has to be a cause. Halacha, a man can say, that's the Gemara, the Beisham is still looking. A man just say, I found someone nohim, and I found someone nicer than her. So the here, a man's coming to court, he's saying, I want a divorce. So a parsha says, a man, according to Torah, you can do whatever you want. You don't like her, for whatever reason, it's a secret why you don't like her, you can divorce her. But, big but, Chazal, way ahead of the game, they understood what goes on.
Money.
Gotta pay money. You want to get divorced? Good, get divorced, but you have to pay a ksuba. I don't want to pay a ksuba. Oh, you don't want to pay a ksuba. Ksuba today is like $50,000. Pay at least. Maybe it's even more. $60,000. $70,000. You have to pay a ksuba. You don't want to pay the ksuba. There has to be a cause. There has to be a good reason. What's the good reason? Adultery. Infidelity. Oh, yeah. Prove it. Witnesses. Here are the witnesses. And then it turns out they're not kosher witnesses. So the husband's a liar. He's a liar. He wanted to divorce his wife. He wanted to make a claim that she, he wanted to make a claim that he's a liar. So therefore, what do we do to the husband? We punish him. We punish him. He has to pay the father of the girl 100 slaim. Knas. Knas, 100 slaim. So here we're deliberating. This man is coming to court. He's saying over here, he's coming to come to court, and he claims his wife was Mizane. Turns out he's a liar. Bezin has to be Mavar if he really lied. And now Bezin wants to render the decision that he has to pay her father. Now, two things are happening. It's very critical for the Gemara. Okay, there's a lot of loneliness. We'll go back and forth. But you saw this, there are two different issues. Number one, I'm coming to court because I don't want to pay the ksuba. I want to get out. I want to release myself of the obligation of paying $60,000. Number two, let's say it turns out you're a liar. You're a liar. She was not Mizane. You want to divorce her with no cause. Good zun to hate. But give her the ksuba. But in the process, you lied. You ruined her reputation. Therefore, you have a knas of 100 siloim, 100 shkolim, for being motzi shem ra.
What's the layuch l'shalchek?
Kol yomav. That's only when he's an aneser. That's not by motzi shem ra. Motzi shem ra, he doesn't have to, he can divorce her. He's allowed to divorce her. He can still divorce her. He can divorce her, pay the ksuba. If a man is an aneser woman, then he's not allowed to divorce her. But over here, unless she wants. But over here, the man over here is motzi, he has to pay 100. So basically, they're sitting down to judge, is this man chayef to pay 100 zuz for the knas? For the knas. That's the issue. So what might happen in the process? In the process, they might discover that he's saying the truth. She was Mizane. And if she was Mizane, she is chayef misa. Chayef misa, how many then do you need? Chayef misa, 23. Dini mamis, only need 3. Knas, need 3. Dayan mumchem. So here it says the Mishnah, how many then do you need when you sit down, when the opening case, opening session, do you need 3? Do you need 23? That's going to be the addition of the moment over here. It says the Mishnah, you need 23. The Gemara says, so what? Now, the first one says 3. Because right now, we're not discussing dini nefashos. Right now, we're discussing the ksuba. I want to get out paying the ksuba. Or we're discussing if he's a liar. We are not yet mevara that she was mezane. So at this point in time, it's purely mominous. He comes to court, he makes a claim, my wife was mezane. So at this point, even if she was mezane, it doesn't mean they're going to kill her. Because to kill a woman, you need to do a lot of things. You need to have hasra. You have to have Aden, the hasra. There are many, many conditions that are needed in order to kill a person. So let's say the man has evidence, his wife was mezane. The evidence is good enough, the threshold for evidence is good enough to exempt himself from paying the ksuba. But it's not anywhere near enough to go and to kill her. So therefore, right now, and maybe he's a liar, and therefore he's going to have to pay 100 zuz. So when he comes to court for the very first time, and he tells, and he brings witnesses, it's very, very unlikely that the witnesses are going to lead to her death. Because to lead to kill a person, the amount, the requirement, the threshold is so high. The paperwork is so high, the threshold is so high, it's not going to happen. So therefore, you 23 judges, you got to waste everyone's time to come over here and sit in judges' case. It's not going to happen. It's a matter of mominess. So therefore, how many? 3. The second opinion of the Mishnah says, no, you have to have 20, you have to have 20, because it may lead. Right now, it may lead into 23. So the Mara says, it's ridiculous. So what, it may lead to 23? Right now, what are the chances? It's 95% chance she's not going to kill her. So right now, let's start with 3. If we see that the 3 is going to lead to death, so then we'll call in the heavy guns to come and to finish up the case. Mm-hmm. So the Gemara is coming to challenge the Tana that says you need 20 because it may lead to dini nefashos. So the Gemara says, what's going on? The Gemara is challenging the Chachamim. Just because it may lead to dini nefashos. My Havi. So we'll bring in the 23, but right now, that's not the Shaila here. Ula says, no, this is a technique. Technique is, right now, the man, he brings 3 judges. 3 judges, no one's, it's not going to make the news. It's not going to make the news that a man is accusing his wife of infidelity. But if 23 people sitting on the case, people are going to take note. And then it may be there's a person out there who knows information, who is actually there and saw her be mezana with Aidim, with the Hasra. It's in order to create... publicity. It's a publicity stunt in order to get people, Amber Alert, to get people to go and pay attention and to come forward and to testify. That's the machlokes. We're not concerned with laws. We're not concerned to make, we don't need a publicity stunt. Look at over here the Rashi. Rashi here says, Rabbi Meisav Inchosh and Laz, Ein Choshim Shema Kishiyavo Lebezin V'yatsu HaKol Yashmiu Eidim V'yavo V'yaidu Shazinza Tachta V'yachshav Ina Bal Yodeh Bohen. We're not concerned. Maybe someone knows something. If we're going to make a public, some people are going to come be benched. And then the Rabban say no. Let's do the publicity so in order to awaken up the people. Maybe someone knows something. They'll hear about. They'll come forward. That's the first machlekes. Rabbi says no. Now, by the way, the Gemara is going to give a total of, I think, eight answers. Okay? Eight. So you have to count. Okay? So you keep track of the answer. So this is answer number one.
All of them may answer, have it.
Answer number one is Chayshin Lulas. Next, answer number two, to explain the machlekes. Everyone agrees that you don't do publicity stunts in order to make people in. What does that mean? The case is where the person has witnesses that she was mizana, and indeed they're going to kill her. The mom is going to kill her. And then something happens, the witnesses come, the ibadur, and then the ibadur again, then it was discovered that there's a technicality. So he brought two witnesses that warned her. Everything was perfect. And then there was a minor technicality which caused us to disband. So now we don't need 23 anymore. So now the only thing we need is a threshold to find fault in order to deny her the ksuba. Or maybe deny the ksuba, the ibadur, and therefore we won't deny the ksuba. So therefore we only need three judges. So the other 20 want to go home. They want to go home and eat dinner with their wives. They don't want to sit in court and go and listen to all the arguments anymore because they're finished. So the shayl is, do we let them go home? So one Tana says, Rameya says, yeah, go home. Because they go home. Rabbi Chaim says, no, if you're going to go home, then the media, fake news outlets are going to say, you know why the 20 dayanim went home? Because they were no good. Because they didn't have good smicha. Their smicha was no good. They were found. There was something wrong with them. So in order, we should not tarnish the pristine reputation of our dayanim. We do not allow them to go home. We require them to remain there in the court case. Vibadur means they were dispersed. The amalu dainali miyam dinim manas. Let's at least add, what's that word, a fancy word? Let's at least, you said it before.
Adjudicate.
Adjudicate, that's the word. Adjudicate. Let's at least adjudicate for the dinim manas. You have to teach me some vocabulary here.
Very poor vocabulary.
No. Very poor. You have to teach me something. Amalu dainali miyam dinim manas. Let's at least judge the money. That's the machlekes. The machlekes is, do we let them go home? They say, Shabbat Brais. Brais, say, Tavu Mamayin B'Shleisha. Now, this is the Rabbanan. Problem. The Rabbanan say 23. What in the world is going on over here? The Rabbanan say 23. Over here, we have a Brais that says, the Rabbanan say 20. So, 3. Stira. The Mishnah says 23. Here it says 3. They say, Vachachamim, Oimim Tavu Mamayin, if you Tavu Mamayin B'Shleisha. Tavu nefashos be'eshem u'shleisha. So what does it mean? Bishlema, according to answer number one, Bishlema le'rava or le'rava. Answer number two. Bishlema le'rava tavu mamon tchila b'shleisha. According to the Rabbanon, Rab, the second answer, even the Rabbanon admit that if the whole issue is only about denying her ksuba, then it's three. B'shleisha. Tavu nefashos. The only time when the Chacham and the Mishnah say you need 23 is when you come with witnesses that she was mezana, nefashos tchila, even tchila, afilu mamon, even if it turns in, afilu means even if we start out to judge her with regard to dinei nefashos, and then there is a technicality, so there's not going to be dinei nefashos, but there's going to be dinei mamonos, so we tell the 23 judges, sorry, you can't go home, because if you're going to go home, the fake media is going to say about you that you are invalids. You're all invalids. Afilu mamon be'eshem shleisha. But what did Ula say? Ula, answer number one. You have eight answers. He says, Levas, therefore, every time you walk into court, Benogia and Isha and Isha, you have to have 23 judges because we want to publicity. We want the media to appear in order. Maybe someone who knows testimony will come forward. We need the publicity. Kasha. So Omar, so good Kasha. So Omar, Rava comes to the rescue to answer the first answer. Ani, I, Rava said, Varisha Bechabura. I am the lion of the Chabura. We have over here Arisha Bechabur, Arye Shragamuth. So Arisha Bechabur Targimeh, he answered, Uman, who is the Arisha Bechabura? Uman Rabbi Chiya bar Avin. Rabbi Chiya bar Avin was the nickname of Arye Shragamuth. He was the Ari Shebechabura. He answered, Hochamayaskin and Shevi Baal Edim Shezinsa. So this Braisa is a very unique case. Unique case. In Hazenbur Edim Shezinsa. Takash is Chayiv Misa. Vehevi Ala Av Edim Vehezimum Labali Abal. And then the Edim Zaymimim. Edim Zaymimim. So Baal Ligvois Mamon Mibal Beshleisha. So now they're going to be really two dinim. They're going to kill the Edim. The Edim are going to be Chayiv Misa, right? So that's not our sugi. That's Misach the Makas. Edim Zaymimim the Chayiv Misa. Okay, so celebrity case, they're going to kill fine. Edim Zaymim are dead. That's not our discussion. But now they come back to the husband. Mr. Husband, you brought witnesses, and the witnesses are Edim Zaymimim, and that means you are Moitzi Shem Ra, and therefore you have to pay now to the Aviha of the father of the girl 100 zuz, some Bo Ligvois Mamon Mibal Bishloisha. In a place where we're coming to collect Mamon from the Baal Bishloisha for that part of the judgment of three, of a Mokom Nefashois Be'eshim Bishloisha. So it all depends on the different parts. There are many different segments to this court case. Let's see Rashi. Rashi is a little bit complex. I mean, I wonder how exactly it is to the words of Gemara. Welcome. Look at Rashi. Rashi di Maskel vihizimum. Okay, Rashi, to go very quickly. Rashi says, the su leka lemechash lelas. You have to go to Ul. You have to be, this is very quick. Ula's issue was, we want witnesses to come forward to testify. So Rashi is very clear. Rashi says is that over here, we already have the witnesses. They came forward to testify. And now it's Edim Zaymimim. The whole thing is a lie. So now there's no more las. What's the only reason why Ula said that whenever you have a Din Torah Ben Ogen, Ish Es Ish, you need 23 judges? Because we want people to come and testify, to come forward. This case has been shown is a fraud because the husband hired false witnesses. The false witnesses have become Edim Zaymimim. So Beis Din is not in the business of making a publicity stunt anymore to have people come forward to testify that it really happened. If the husband went out of his way to hire people to testify falsely, it obviously did not happen. So Beis Din is now not going to be concerned, oh, let's have a publicity stunt, a press release, to get people to come and testify.
No,
there's a billboard. So even Ula will admit in this case that when we proceed to discuss paying the ksuba and paying the Moitzi Shemer money, there's no publicity necessary. Look at Vizimum. Oh, Vizimum, Rashi says. You paid people to come and testify falsely? The whole thing is Baba Maisa. The Suleka Lemechash Lelas. The Gali Milsa Da Hani Sadi Samech Hassan. He relied upon these ones. The Hani Sadi Shakrininu. The Afil Avsi the Ksuba Sulaim Hem. You're not going to believe. The Hash Sabas Sadi Shakri Komahadev Shukri Mashakri. You're not going to get your money. You're not going to lose the ksuba. You have to pay no matter what. Since you're a lawyer, there's no question about the ksuba. The only question now here is now you have to pay your moitzi shemra. We need a bezin to paskin knas. You got to pay 100 shkolim. Avoy lemeisav mea selo laav. Velo sielisha. Taka says velo sielisha. I'm sorry, moitzi shemra. Taka says it. Taka says velo sielisha. Taka says you have to marry. I made a mistake. I'm sure you have to marry her. You have to marry her. When the father comes, like 100 sella, Mibal Shmimsa Kvar Shakran Bishloisha. The Hazman, Achrini, it's a new Hazmana. Okay, this Rashi is coming into really getting to nitty gritty. It's a new Din Torah. It's a very lot of, it's a big Yisrael in that Pshat. Okay, look at the Rishon, probably yeah, all the Mepharshim, all the different ones. But over here, the husband comes originally to be Taveya. She's Chayiv Misa. She was Mezane. And therefore, we have 23 judges. And then it turns out, Iman Hoyisem. Okay, case dismissed. Edim Zaymim, we kill them. Now, Rashi Fataychis, what about the 100 Sloim? So Rashi, in Murtik Yisoid, it's a new Din Torah. It's a Chiddush. Because you would think that the paying the 100 Sloim is the outcome of the claim of She's Chayiv Misa. Chayiv Misa, you were Mezane. Turns out she was not Mizan. Turns out she was Edom Zaymim. So Num now pay 100 Sloim. Rashi says, the Hazmona Achritihi. It's a Naya Din Torah. And a Naya in this Din Torah, new Din Torah, there's no Laz anymore. We're finished with that already. That segment is over. Menela, you don't need three anymore. Vafil Kavav Kavod Rishonim Leka, Lememar. What about the time of Rabbah? The Kavod, the honor of the. No, it's a new Din Torah. The Kavod is only when it's an ongoing Din Torah. The Baal who originally was the Baal. What's the Lam? This Rashi says the Lam. This Lam Shachol. Lam Shachol Ktzayis in this Rashi. Because originally, who is the Toivea? The Baal is Toivea. You, my wife, we're Mizaneh. I want you dead. I don't want to pay the Ksuba. And now, when it comes to the 100 Siloim, who is the Toivea? The Baal is the Toivea. Whenever you have a new Toivea, you shift between Reuven and Shimon, it's a Naya Din Torah.
The Baal is the
Toivea
for the 100
Siloim? Yeah. The father of the girl. The father of the girl is the Toivea. It's a new Din Torah. Since the Toivea, Rashi saying alumnus, is that whenever you shift, the Toivea becomes a new person, that's automatically called a new Din Torah.
The penalty phase.
Well, it's not just the penalties. It's who's coming to make the claim. Yeah. Originally, the husband is coming to argue. I want her dead, and I don't want to pay the ksuba. Now, it turns out, Edom Zayman. Now, the tables are turned. Now, the husband has to pay 100 siloim to the Avi Ha'isha,
Why isn't the Isha to pay the
ksuba? She's a Naira. She's only 12 years old. So therefore, she's still Berushas Sadiya.
Why isn't the father? The father's being today the ksuba, today this 100 siloim.
The father, I mean,
why couldn't the father be Tavea the Ksuba also?
No, the husband is coming to exempt himself.
I understand.
He's not being Tavea. He wants her dead. He's coming to make a claim that she should be dead, and she wants to exempt himself. So now, when that came to an end, the father is now coming to be Tavea. Now, next Rashi, very quickly, next Rashi, we're going to finish up over here. It's easy. The other part is a lot easier than this. Welcome to finish the Rashi. Welcome to Ika Din Nefashois, Kolaimar, Paul Hecha, Dikal Mechash Nefashois, Kolaim Bitkilas Hadin. But when you start out, according to Ula, when you start out fresh, ain't loy edim, the afilu ain't loy edim at all. I come into court and say, you know, my wife, she didn't come home one night, came late, you know. So then you already need 23. Yesh lochu shema yishmu v'yavo edim ha'eshem shleisha boi. Fine. All right, let's leave that. That's the end. That goes into a new mahalach in the Gemara. Let's leave that. That's, I think, a pretty clear mahalach. Understand the pshat in the Gemara over here. The answer the kasha, the shtak kasha on Ula. And there's going to be three. Three is going to be in the case when there was Edim Zaymimim. Edim Zaymimim automatically take away the issue of Laz. Next. Now we come to answer number three. Answer number three. Abaye Omar. Abaye says, answer number three. To explain the machloikis between Rameh and the Chamim. Everyone is chayish, like we, everyone agrees to Rabbah. Answer number two. If you start with 23 and then it turns out there's a technicality, you still need 23. We don't want to walk home. Everyone is chayish, everyone needs 23 in order to get to rally the troops, to its publicity. Everyone is mishum kvayim shalom yishol. We don't want to leave. Askin going to astru beis stam a new machlekes where the witnesses they gave hasra. And they did not tell her what type of Nisa. What do we mean, Stam? Stam over here means...
Shem Tizna, the type of Nisa.
They did not tell her...
Stam,
I forgot the Gemara's answer. The Ad, Ochelai, Skinon, the Ad, they did not tell her Skila, okay? They did not tell her what type of Nisa. They just told her, if you do this, you're going to die. If you do this, you're going to be killed. So that's what they told her. So the question over here is: when the husband walks into court and he says, "I have witnesses that warned my wife not to do this," but they did not tell her skila, can this potentially lead to misas bezdin? So that's the machlekes. One says no. When you warn a person, you have to tell them what type of death. And according to the chachamim, you don't. Just tell the person that you're going to die for doing this avera. That's enough. And therefore, there can be death. And mainly, you need 23 judges. You need 23 judges, the Edim witnesses, the Hasra, the Ad Shayodiuhu Shulchayev Misas Bezdin. But you don't have to say that. You don't have to say what Misa. Rabbi Yehuda Imer Ad Shayodu Beezem Misu Nerag. So therefore, that's the Machloikish. Rabbi Meir Tanakama holds like Rabbi Yehuda. And the Mela, it's impossible in this case because they didn't tell what time of Misa, so therefore there's not going to be any death, and we don't need Laz, we don't need to go and have witnesses come forward because we know who happened, we already know what happened, we already have the whole situation in front of us, but it's not going to happen, only three, and the Chum say, no, you can kill him, Mela, you need to have 23. They have concluded already three explanations of the Machlekes, Meir, Ula, Rabba, Ula, Rabba, and Abaya, and we have five more to go.
Sure.